A new US report indicates that officials do not know what happened to 30% of weapons distributed by the US to Iraqi forces from 2004 into this year. The United States has spent $19.2 billion trying to develop Iraqi security forces since 2003, including at least $2.8 billion to buy and deliver equipment. Joost Hilterman is an expert on Iraq with the International Crisis Group. He says there is no way to guarantee that US weapons given to Iraq will stay with their forces.
It's a symbol of the total vacuum in the center. There is no government in Iraq. If the US gives weapons to Iraqi forces, it has no way of ensuring that the weapons actually stay with Iraqi forces and are used by Iraqi forces. There's a huge amount of smuggling. And I just think it's so typical of the current situation where we basically have a failed state. Any number of weapons has circulated, and so any kind of accounting by the U.S. is going to turn up insufficient. And in a situation like Iraq, where you have very weak security forces with allegiances not to the central government but to the various party leaders, this is inevitable. So my prognosis for the future is not very hopeful.